Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I am in very sunny, very beautiful New Jersey right now. Unfortunately, it's going to rain sometime in the next 3 or 4 days, and I was planning on grilling, which, of course, is my default plan. So I might get cranky, but probably won't happen. Anyway, Sefton, I assume you are still in crazy socialist Wisconsin. How's it going out there?
Well, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, parts of it are for sure crazy and socialist, and parts of it obviously are still sane. Amazingly, mercifully, my district—I didn't check the primaries, but I'm assuming he won—is represented by the great Brian Stile, and he's pretty solid. You know, has been a pretty solid conservative congressman for quite a while. So hopefully, he stays in power here in southern Wisconsin. But a little overcast, a couple of droplets here, so that's probably heading your way as rain. But in any event, enough of the weather. Now let's talk about the forecast. As we all know, this Francesca Hong psychopath was defeated in the Democrat primary by somebody named Carson, who I believe is an alderman or something out of Milwaukee. But he's no bargain either. He's a radical leftist too.
Yeah, they're
Maybe not. Not
yeah,
as
she's
crazy, but
yeah, but let's face it, their politics are probably quite similar, just that
yes,
she's a fucking wackadoodle.
total wackadoodle and overt about it. He's, you know, supports, you know, Black Lives Matter, believes America's a white racist colonialist hellhole of racism, and also I'm sure he's in favor of abolishing the police as well. So, you know, it's like the Democrats, all they've done is change their name from Hyman to Seymour. So big deal. The question is, did they actually steal the primary? And
Probably.
probably.
I
I
mean,
mean,
would you
Hong
be
was in the
surprised
lead
at
by like
all?
double. No, she was in the lead by double digits, and then she lost by double digits the next morning. So that's just, I mean, give me a break.
No, she. I think it was quite close, actually.
It was much clear, but still. She
Yeah.
was on her path to winning it, and the fact that she lost it is definitely there's definitely shenanigans
I
going
think it's
on.
marvelous. I think it's absolutely fantastic. The
Well,
will of
good.
the people in the state of Wisconsin, the will of the Democrat idiots in the state of Wisconsin, has been subverted by the mandarins who run their party. And I think it's fantastic. I don't want the will of the Democrat voter to be exercised in any state, much less Wisconsin. They're
And
nuts.
especially when it's in favor of a woman who has claimed that wanting to abolish Thanksgiving,
Yeah,
the
I like
4th
that
of
part.
July, you know, hates Israel, is anti-Semitic, hates white people. Supposedly, she couldn't go into a Culver's restaurant, which is a local chain here in the Midwest, because the sight of white people scared her or something. And it's like, oh my God, this is a sick bastard. And all I can say is, yeah, good that she was. In a way, is out. My question, though, is if the Democrat mandarins are afraid of her, does it mean that they're afraid that that the majority of Americans are still sane and normal, or what does it really mean that they want to get rid of these people? Because I mean,
That's an excellent question.
because if they still have, if people like her and Mamdani and others can still be elected and get, you know, popular support, is it only because they have a D after their name? Or what is it? What does it really mean?
I think that it is the premature exposure of the true goals of the Democrat Party. They, you know, the joke is that they're saying the quiet part out loud right now. And that scares the Democrats because they know that the United States is not yet ready for full-blown socialism. There is still a core of freedom-loving people, free market-loving people, liberty-loving people in the United States. And the Democratic Socialists of America are simply a generation too early. I think the
Right.
Democrat plan is to continue to co-opt the educational system and completely destroy any sense of American exceptionalism. And at that point, yes, socialism will be on on the ballot everywhere, but
You
not
know, then
now.
again, we did have two terms of Barack Hussein Obama. So, I mean, there was no secret of who he was and where he came from, unless, well, maybe they did a better job of covering it up. But of course, because he had black skin, everybody was afraid of opposing him, lest they be labeled racist. But I think that the race card in a lot of instances is wearing thin. But be that as it may, you know, we endured 8 years of him and his insanity. And there's no difference in what he believes, in what Mamdani and what Hong and what all of these people believe. So,
Yeah, he
yes.
packaged it in a slicker way.
Yes.
His writers were good, and he read the teleprompter quite well. So his presentation was better, and I think that supports my point that the DSA is saying the quiet part out loud too soon.
Yes. I mean,
I want
as long as we're in Wisconsin, we have a real piece of shit named Mark Pocan in Congress who represents some part of the state. I forget where, up north, who the hell knows where. But, you know, what the hell are you thinking, people? And he was the one who was claiming that, I mean, somebody, whoever calling us communists and socialists, we don't know what we're talking about. We know exactly what we're talking about because, as the prototypical Democrats, Marx and Engels even said and admitted, socialism is merely a stepping stone toward full-on communism. They said it, that's the plan. Implement socialism and then give it the full gun for communism. So we know what we're talking about, Pocan.
You know,
We
what's
know you're
interesting,
coming.
though, is that full-on communism is the withering of the state. Anybody who has read Marx and Engels understands that. Of course, these people have not read Marx and Engels. They've read
No.
the the shortened, abbreviated editions, as suggested by their professors.
Yeah.
And it is the withering of the state and the true rule of the proletariat. Now, obviously, that's impossible, and it's been demonstrated over the last 100 years that it is, in fact, impossible.
Yes.
But it points out how catastrophically ignorant they are, even of their own political philosophy, which it just fascinates me. These people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't understand socialism. They don't understand the economics of socialism. And that is why they keep trying it. And the economics of socialism are impossible. You know,
But
the
all they do is to use it as a cudgel and a weapon to beat up on society, on Western civilization, on themselves, on Judeo-Christianity, on America as founded. That's all it is, regardless of the
I have a
facts.
question about something that you brought it up a few minutes ago, and I should have jumped in. You're
Sure.
talking about how the guy who won, he's all in for Black Lives Matter, and how America is a racist, patriarchal, colonial, whatever, you know the buzzwords.
Yeah, the typical anti, white supremacist,
Yeah.
anti-American
But
claptrap.
let's examine that a little bit, and let's look at the lot of slaves who emerged from Africa up to the beginning of the 19th century, the middle of the 19th century, because that's when it ended in the United States. American blacks, I think, are the best off of any culture, any black culture in the world that emanated from slavery, that began in slavery. I can't think of any country whose
Yeah,
black
well,
population is better off than American blacks.
you're absolutely right. I mean, the only thing I can say is, and I had an article about it, I think a couple in the last few days over at the Morning Report, Ace of Spades and Cut Jib newsletter, about South Africa and how, black, they were actually, in a way, better off. And I know a number of black South Africans who will admit quietly that economically, they were better off under apartheid, believe it or not.
Well, there
And I
was,
know that's going to raise a lot of eyebrows, but it's true.
yeah, it is true. And you know what's interesting about South Africa? There was huge black immigration to South Africa during apartheid because It's nice being ruled by blacks in Central Africa, but it was a much nicer life in South Africa. And
Absolutely, the corruption in
now
other in the surrounding states, yeah.
let's not cheer about that. South Africa's apartheid was a fundamental evil. I cannot justify it. There is no
No, of course not.
justification
Yeah,
for apartheid.
no.
What they should have done is created some, guest worker programs and made the Aboriginal blacks full citizens. There's no, you can't do anything else. But the way that the world saw South Africa was catastrophic for white South Africa. And yeah, something? I don't see any other way it would have played out. The world was against South Africa and it was going to end it.
Yep. And regardless of what Nelson Mandela might have said or wanted, it's turning into white people in white South Africans are now being literally persecuted
They're being murdered.
and being murdered. And anybody who denies this is denying the truth. Is there's your genocide, lefties. That's what's going on right now. There's your real genocide. And it's that's that is just horrendous.
Anyway, I asked the question about are there any black populations in the world that are better off than American blacks?
None
And
that I know of.
I don't know the answer. So, if people want to comment over at Cut Jib Newsletter on the podcast system, please do. I simply don't know the answer. I think I guessed correctly, but I'll be happy to be proven wrong. Anyway, let's move on to something new in the United States in regard to abortion laws. Massachusetts just sound well, the governor of Massachusetts just signed, to great cheering and revelry, a modification of the Massachusetts abortion law that essentially allows infanticide.
Literal infanticide to the
Abortion
point of birth.
at full term. And I don't know what to say about this other than that these people are evil. They are very, very bad people. There's no medical, again, I'm probably glossing over some vanishingly tiny percentage of abortions, but there is no medical need for a full-term abortion. I guess, a stillborn child, could be aborted, and then that's a more benign procedure than
But
the
if
mother giving birth
the
to the
child is
stillborn
already
infant.
if the child is
I don't
already
know.
dead at
Listen,
the
folks,
point of
I'm
birth.
not a physician. I don't know enough about this, but what I have read is that there is no justification for full-term abortion, and the
Yes.
glee with which she signed this and the smiling psychotics surrounding her as she signed this law was startling and depressing. These are women who cheer the murder of children, and that is what has come to Massachusetts. And let's face it, it's going to come to every other blue state. And
Without a doubt.
it's a fundamental evil. The discussion about abortion is, I think, mired in rhetorical tools that people use to further their goals, to further their aims. And I think that we need to return to the reality of it, and that is that life begins at conception. The fact that a fetus, and I'll use their term, the fact that a fetus can feel pain at 15 weeks, has a heartbeat at 8 weeks, I don't care about any of that. It is the possibility of life that begins, no, the reality of life that begins at conception. So don't pretend that it is some, blob of cells until the heartbeat starts, or until the child can feel pain, or until, all five fingers can move independently. That's a lot of shit. Either we accept the idea of life at conception or we don't. But don't tell me that, oh, it's okay until the first, until 15 weeks or 18 weeks or whatever. It's life, and we need to defend life. Our current world does not defend life well at all. And
No, and when they cheapen,
perhaps we should return to a more fundamental understanding of what life is.
the meaning of life like this to I mean it's and that's just putting it very mildly, the road to hell is paved wide open to, well, look, if what's his name can murder Brian Thompson, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, in cold blood, and shoot him in the back and be and claim the hero, if the murderer of Charlie Kirk can be proclaimed a hero. This is, this is the same kind of sickness that we're dealing with, because when anyone is when Donald Trump is literally Hitler, then anyone who votes for him is a mortal threat to the to life and the planet and the environment and whatever. So anything is justified. This is the road to hell, my friends, and this is why these are the communists and Nazis and the socialists, right here, my friends. And it's on the left and of the left.
I can't argue with you.
That's who they are.
Ah, boy, we're cheery today.
We certainly are, aren't we?
Yeah.
But,
So, Sefton and I were talking before we began recording, and he mentioned what's going on in Quetta, which is a. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
I think it's CEUTA, so it's Ceuta or.
Quta?
I get it.
Yeah.
I
Some
have no idea.
someplace in North Africa that Spain owns.
In Spain.
Yeah. And.
Just
Quite
on the other side
frankly,
of the
I don't
med.
give a shit what goes on in Spain. Spain is rabidly anti-Semitic. They are rabidly anti-Israel. They
Historically.
act, yeah. They're it's a disgusting country politically, and I frankly, they're getting what they deserve. I don't give a shit that they were invaded by 50,000 Moroccans who rampaged through Ceuta or Ceuta or. South
Something.
Spain. I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit.
Well,
This is the world that they want, and that's what they're getting. So have at it.
Spain will be returned as, for those who know history, to Al-Andalus. It will become Islamic once again. And unfortunately, I had many years ago, and I enjoyed my visit to Spain and had a wonderful time there in visiting the Alhambra. The Alhambra will become an Islamic palace once again. Sad, but there you have it. Or not sad. I mean, I feel bad for the decent people there, but look, this is your government. These are the people that you have voted for. I mean, these are the people that have forgotten the 2005, Islamic massacre in the
And they
Madrid.
promptly left. They went left wing after that.
They went left wing after that
Yeah.
and so invited more of it. So
Which
there you go.
speaks rather poorly about the typical Spaniard.
Yes, it does, sadly. But then again, look at New York City. After 9/11, you have a 9/11 cheerleader as your mayor. Have fun.
Yeah. The last time I was in Spain, I was a little kid, and it was under Franco, which tells you how old I am.
Oh, boy.
But I remember enjoying it very much. We were on the Costa Brava, and I
Yes.
remember the roasted chicken that we would order. That was delicious, and I was a little kid, and I still remember it 100 years later. So
Well,
it was
it's
pretty
only
neat.
for me, it's, 2008 was when we were there, and it was Barcelona, which was an incredible city. It's a city that, if, all things being equal or not as they are, it's a city that I could easily see myself perhaps living in. It was an amazing city. And the food and the tapas and the artwork and everything. And then we were also in Sevilla. So I did manage to see a bullfight there, which in a way I'm glad I saw it, but I saw it once. Once is enough. No more bullfights for me. It was an interesting cultural experience. But the architecture and the food and everything else about it were amazing. But now, unfortunately, Spain is turning, like the rest of Europe, into an Islamic shithole.
Yeah. I was a quite a fan of Ernest Hemingway in my youth, and I always considered going to northwestern Spain, San Sebastian and Pamplona and Bilbao, and
Yes.
that's
Ga
his haunts.
Galicia.
But now, there are about 100 places I'd rather go before I go there. And just,
Sad.
for reasons that are financial. I don't want to give them my money. They hate me, so why should I give them money?
Exactly, my friend. So
Yeah.
we'll see what happens in Spain, and hopefully, knock on wood, here in America, just the opposite. Thank you, Donald Trump, and your wonderful team at the border and Homeland Security. They are shutting down, despite SCOTUS's idiotic rulings. They are managing to shut down birth tourism and other forms of invasion from wetbacks and foreigners and others, and shutting it down very rather effectively. So thank God for that.
So you say wetbacks, and that's interesting. They're technically they're not wetbacks. These are in many cases well-off people who,
Absolutely.
they don't want to be stuck in China or some shit canistan in Central Asia.
Wherever.
And they drop a kid in New York or Miami or Chicago, and they're set.
The kid is automatically American, and then 2 seconds later, the parents and the aunts and the uncles and everybody else that's familial is and all of a sudden to ma all of a sudden their family is they have a huge family, and they become citizens immediately too.
Yeah.
That is just the height of insanity.
It is. I think we're the only country in the world that does it.
We are the only country that does it.
Not that, not that we should look to the world for our political
No,
philosophy, because the world's all fucked up too. Let's not pretend.
right. But
But
if an otherwise fucked up world is not doing that, then that says something right there.
yeah. So one
But
thing
it
that I
being the,
noticed, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say the 14th Amendment is clear in what it was, why it was written, how it was written, who it was written for, and it has nothing to do with people who come here, spread their legs, and spawn on our shores. But tell that to the idiots at the Supreme Court.
What a waste. Anyway, so I was nah, let's not talk about
Yes.
that today. Septon mentioned the economy,
Yes.
which according to the talking heads in the media, our economy is awful. Now, all evidence to the contrary, of course. Inflation is moderating, which is good.
And this is over time. This is over a course of not just one off, it's several months. It's been moderating.
There was a little blip a couple months ago, but the trend is certainly down to the 2% goal of the Federal Reserve. Whether they get there, I have no idea. It's probably pretty tough to get to 2%, but it is absolutely moderating. And the problem, of course, is that the massive inflation that we had under drooling Joe Biden is not going to be reversed, because that's called deflation. And deflation isn't such a good thing for economies. What we need to do is reset our expectations for pricing. And it's difficult to do. And listen, I'm no genius when it comes to that. It's difficult for me too. Every time I drive past a gas station and I see 389 gas, I choke. But that is the new reality. And one of the things that people don't understand about gasoline in the United States is that the price of oil is only one of the things that affect the price of gasoline, because it has to be transported, it has to be refined, then it has to be transported again, and then pumped, and that costs money. And those inputs into the total cost have gone up. So even though we see petroleum falling in price, it's not it, we are not going to return to sub $2 gasoline. Maybe if it drops to $30 or $40 a barrel, but that's not such a good thing for the United States economy, for the American economy, because we are a petroleum producer. We are a net exporter of energy, and a huge, huge exporter of energy. What Donald Trump has done for the American economy is absolutely fantastic. We have flipped the switch. We used to buy, now we sell. And that's fantastic.
Yes, and over time that will, and like everything, over time is what it's all about. And so we'll see. And there was also some very good news. There was a massive, I forgot what it was, wasn't lithium, but it was some mineral. It's in my morning report that is going to be, we now are going to be the world's leading miner soon to be. I mean, you know, obviously it's going to take time to set the mines up and the permitting process and whatnot. It's going to be a massive, it's a massive windfall and a good thing for the United States.
Cobalt or chromium, or do you
It's
remember
one of,
which one
right,
it
it's
is?
one of the precious metal, one of the key metals. It's a good thing. It is in the today, I think it was in today's morning report, so look for that. And so all things are good, and Trump is getting rid of the freaking onerous permitting processes from the hideous EPA, and you know, it's just making it easier to mine for things, to drill for oil, to explore, and in time it's going to be good for the USA, thank God.
The what you just mentioned is a very, very important thing, and it's going completely under the radar. And that is that the Trump administration is gutting many of the regulatory barriers to our strong economy. And it's very quiet, and they're doing a very, very good job of it. And that might very well be the most important thing he does in his third term. That's a joke, folks. His second term.
Well,
Although I think I might support him in 28. What do you think? Let's
I
change
would
the
totally
let, let's
support him.
change the
What the hell? Why not?
Constitution.
I'd support him. What the hell?
Yeah,
I
actually,
would
I wouldn't.
support
I think he's getting old. I think he's getting too set in his ways. I think
him.
that
Well, someone that
we need
has his
some new blood.
mindset, that would be great. Whoever it might be. I don't know. JD Vance is kind of fading. Marco Rubio is a superstar. Love him. You know, I mean, we have a good bench coming up, thank God.
We do, don't we?
Absolutely.
We have some solid governors.
Yep.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she's my choice for president. I think she would be
We've
a
talked about her in the
spectacular.
past. She
We have, and we're going to talk about her in the future. She is a spectacular governor. She's
absolutely.
superb. And she's smarter than the media, which is
Yep.
fantastic. I love her. She is great.
On a similar vein, I mean, you know, just President Trump's spokesperson, what's her name?
Carolyn Leavitt.
Carolyn Leavitt
Yeah.
has decided to resign.
Well,
I mean,
she just had a child. And I think it's her
oh,
second
okay.
child. She wants to be a mom. I think that's great.
There you go. I did not know that. That was so. There you go. God bless her and
Yeah, I think
good for
it's
her. She's
wonderful.
been and she's been great for. She has manhandled the media very well as
Oh.
well. She's been brilliant. If you see any, if you go to mrctv.org or at Com Media Research Center, they always have
Yeah.
clips of her just totally destroying the media.
She's like Sarah Sanders. She's just smarter than they are.
Absolutely. That's she should just be coaching every Republican public official candidate have you in how to handle the media
Yeah.
and do it well. Other than
Agreed.
that,
Yeah, anything
I'm
else
not
going
sure.
on? I
None,
can't.
nothing that I'm, what did we have? I think we've touched on Ceuta, the improving economy, you know, the Berber, the baby murdering Democrats, the stealing of the election to, you know, for whatever reasons here in Wisconsin and onward and upward. Hopefully Tom Tiffany has a chance because he seems like a decent guy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, this is sort of old news, but the SPLC
Oh yeah.
official, she
Yeah,
was
she just got yeah.
arrested.
Yes.
She wasn't just, it wasn't just a news article. She was arrested for funneling money to her lover's
Whites.
neo-Nazi group. I love that.
Yeah, neo-Nazi group, like a fake neo-Nazi group, of course.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
Anyway. I think that's
good.
about it for today. Folks, thank you very much for listening and commenting and reading and doing all that neat stuff that keeps us in business. It's much appreciated. And Just keep reading us at the Ace of Spades and at Cut Jib Newsletter. And we'll keep blathering on this podcast. Sefton, take it away.
Indeed, what CBD just said, God bless you, friends, for your continued love and support. When you hit the tip jar, oh my God, we really appreciate that. It really does help. And just being there and giving us thumbs up on all the platforms, whether it's Rumble or Spotify or whatever, and just commenting, your presence on our websites and where we are helps us immeasurably. And if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. So for CBD, it's JJ Sefton at the Cut Jib Newsletter, radio and podcasting network, giving you all the news from around the world, across the nation, and up your street. We'll see you again on the next one sometime next week. God bless you all.
Thanks for listening, folks.